This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Starting today, New Jersey becomes the latest state to allow same-sex marriage. And also starting today, a new index like the Dow or the S&P. But this one tracks the stock of companies that are friendly to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. It's called the LGBT Equality Index, and it was created by Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is also starting a portfolio for investors who want to put their money behind LGBT-friendly companies. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
When Credit Suisse came up with the idea of an LGBT equality index, it had to quantify just how gay-friendly a company was. So it partnered with a human rights campaign, a civil rights group devoted to gay issues, and used data from its corporate equality index.
So then with our index, we basically just wanted to have a metric to compare performance of companies with pro-LGBT policies to the overall market.
Nicole Dulette is a vice president in equities trading at Credit Suisse.
We start with a universe of the S&P Composite 1500, and then we filter out any company that scores below an 80.
Each company gets a score from 0 to 100. For every LGBT-friendly policy, the company gets more points. Starting today, Credit Suisse clients can invest in a portfolio made up of companies within that index. Lloyd Kurtz is a chief investment officer at Nelson Capital Management. He's written about social investment, and he says that as with any type of social investing, each one has its own nuances.
For me, the headline is that most of these indexes behave exactly the way you'd expect them to behave based on the risk factors.
Kurtz says that the central measure of success is really whether the client is happy with it.
If it meets the client's needs, who cares, right? And ultimately, if the customers care about it and we give them portfolios that reflect their values and their concerns, we're adding value.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.